Station, Munich, on Space to Ground 2, for Mike and Bone on ISS.
Go ahead on 2.
Very good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the crew note you left for the barcodes. The folks here just want to confirm if you have inserted those samples into Melfi.
I was headed to Melfi, but then a very good friend from Munich gave me a call, so we're headed to Melfi in just a few moments, and we will definitely meet the requirement on the timing.
Copy, Mike. We were just tracking the barcodes that you left, and our counterparts here may be tracking a delta to the barcode number Tango 52230. Can you confirm that was indeed what you intended to put in the crew note?
Appreciate the double check, so this is the perfect time to do it. I have the samples in my hand, and I will take a quick look at them.
Appreciate it. We're tracking that barcode as something that was noted down on GMT 219 for the first Bone on ISS session.
This one indeed says Tango 52230. So 522 and 30 at the end. So the one that was before must have been an error, and if it was me, I apologize.
Thanks, Mike. Checking. And Mike, we're back with you on 2. We confirm that's all good. You can go ahead and put into Melfi.
Thanks, and really appreciate the double checks on all these things. We want to make sure science is done, and that means we have to account for it precisely. So thank you for backing up.
No trouble, and we appreciate understanding for the early call.
Totally, and also that's why I wrote down the barcodes early, so we had time to double check. So thanks for your diligence.
Control Station 2, follow up for Melfi. The latch is closed, and let me know if you don't see a good signature.
Hey, Johnny, we saw that down here, too. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Unix, station on 2 for granular sound.
Good morning, Zena.
Hello, good morning from Columbus. I am here looking at granular sound. We've seen this signature before where the 28-volt power LED is not illuminated, but the circuit breaker is closed and the power switch is on, and 28-volt power out on the power supply is green, so I'm guessing we will try a power cycle.
That's a great understanding, Zena, and you're a go for the power cycle.
Be in work. Unix station from Columbus. Granular sound is back on with a green LED.
And Zena, copy that. We confirm that on our end as well. Great news. Thank you.
Control station 2, Kermit, step 18. The activity is complete. We're ready for ground commanding.
We copy. I'll let you know when that's complete. Should be about 5 minutes.
Copy. Thanks. And good night.
Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Johnny and Kermit.
Hey, on 2.
Hey, quicker than the 5 minutes that was promised, but we are complete with ground commanding. You are go in step 1 of your next activity. That's the 2.003 stellar stem cells retrieval and placement into Kermit.
Here, step 1 in work. Thanks. Position 2, Kermit activity is complete.
Copy that, Johnny. We'll get started. Talk to you in a bit.
Houston, Johnny 2, follow up to last night's evening DPC. Question.
With you on 2, Johnny?
Yes. Last night, Houston had asked me for some more information on Alexei's iPad screen protector. I got the wrong person. It was actually Oleg. And I provided a video. It's on SSC6. And it'll describe in more detail the questions that Houston had. So let me know after watching the video if there are any more questions, but the short summary is that Oleg is requesting a new screen protector, and the video will illustrate that the damage is completely specific to the screen protector, not the glass, so there is zero concern for fraud. Over.
All good info. Thanks, Johnny, and we will take a look for the video and get back to you guys.
Good, thanks.
Airlock 2 for NORS, valve 9 verified closed, looking for your go in step 1.2.3.
Good morning, Zena. You are go in 1.2.3. And additionally, we've checked the touch temp constraints, and you are go to proceed past 1.3 when you get there.
There you go, in 1.2.3, and good touch temps. I can continue in 1.3. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Johnny and Kermit at your convenience.
Huntsville, ribbit, ribbit, on 2.
I've been trying to work in a Kermit joke, so I'm glad you got there before me. We're a few minutes early, but we are complete with our ground commanding, so you are go in your 0920 activity. We just might be hitting some LOSs in a couple minutes, so I want to go ahead and give you that.
Thank you so much. That helps me get my workout started early, so I'll get on that right now. Thanks.
It's in airlock 2 for procedure 1.460.
Go ahead.
I'm hoping you guys can help me out with steps 1 through 4, steps 1 through 5, and I can pick up in step 6. I've got the Node 1 camera on.
We see you, we're waving, and we have completed steps 1 through 5.
Fantastic, picking up in step 6.
Unfill, River Rivet on 2, activity complete, thanks for the flexibility.
Copy, Johnny.
Station Houston, on 2 for Xena. We see you looking for your comm cap in the crew lock. If you'd like, there is one in the 2.0 CTB 5180 right there by the hatch to the crew lock, and that is acceptable to use if you can't find yours.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I've got mine. I was actually just grabbing a camera.
You rock. Thanks. See you on the other side of this LOS.
In the airlock. Comm check, EQ.
Got you loud and clear, Xena. How me?
You as well. It's in the airlock. Step 51, comm check.
Xena, we've got you loud and clear. We'd like to hold in this config for 1 minute for data gathering.
Copy, standing by for 1 minute in step 51.
Airlock Houston, we are go to proceed with step 52.
Copy, proceeding step 52. Switching to alt. Houston, airlock, comm check, step 53.
Got you loud and clear, Xena, and we'd like to hold again for 1 minute.
Holding 1 minute.
Airlock Houston, we've got good data, so we are putting step 54 in work. You are go for 55.
Copy. Taking care of 54, I'm starting step 55. Houston, airlock, step 56, comm check.
Airlock Houston, we've got you loud and clear. And at this point, we'd like to hold for 5 minutes, so you've got time for a little break, if you'd like.
Copy, holding 5 minutes.
Airlock Houston, see you back with us, and we are ready for step 57.
Continuing step 57. Houston, airlock, comm check step 58.
Got you loud and clear, and again, we're going to pause for 5 minutes in this config.
Copy, pausing 5 minutes.
And Airlock Houston, we are done with the audio part of the check, so you can doff the Snoopy cap at your convenience.
I'm rather enjoying it, but I will do that.
Airlock Houston on 2. And Xena, we are good to continue on from step 59. And Z, I'm not hearing you, but I did see you respond. We are working through a little bit of S-band blockage.
Houston, Airlock 2, making sure you are able to take care of step 68 for me.
Affirm, Z, we're putting that in work.
Perfect, thank you so much. Houston Airlock 2, step 74. 23 lubricant packets remain. It'll be 22 after I use one of them.
We copy, Z, thanks.
Houston Airlock on 2, step 87. Final suit pressure, 4.4. That was also the starting suit pressure.
Z, copy. Sounds good. Thanks, Z.
Got it. Continuing in step 88 and starting a 1 hour timer.
We like it. And given you're a little bit ahead, we will let you know if we see our success criteria earlier than the timelined part 3.
Copy, and sounds good to me. Starting GMT, 1046.
1036, copy. 46. I know what time it is. Got it. Thanks.
Been there.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena.
You on two.
Z, suit pressure has stabilized, so we are ready for you to execute your part 3 task when able, and it does not matter whether we are in the upcoming LOS when you do so.
Okay, copy. We're ready for part three. Houston Airlock 2 for...
Go ahead, Z.
Test in step 92, suit pressure on the DCM, 4.9, suit peak gauge, 4.7, and that's consistent with what I was seeing earlier, about a 0.2 delta between the two. And in step 94, timer started at 11:35. When about 10 minutes has elapsed, I'll check again for the water gas pressure and suit pressure.
That all sounds good, Zena, and we are heading into an LOS, so we'll be happy to take that in a crew note when you get there.
Got it. All recorded in the procedure and also in a crew note.
Thank you much.
And Huntsville Station, Space Ground 2 for Droplet.
Hi, we're with you for Droplet.
I know that Dylan and the rest of the fantastic team are on a different channel, but they're not available right now, so I was hoping you could pass on the message.
Of course.
So I used a small bit of Kapton tape to offload the side forces that came from the transfer tube, and so now the syringe is fully in place. The wings on the side of the syringe are fully in their position. The plunger tip is at it's nicely in its position, and the mechanism, the lock-on-lock mechanism, is in the parallel line configuration. So this is as good as it gets. It's going to look great, and we wish them success. I'll be on the ARED, so if they need to, if you need me to do anything, just give me a call. I'm happy to stop and go help out.
All right, Mike, we copy all. Thank you for the report. Yeah, please enjoy your exercise, and when we come back, KU, they'll start their commanding, and we'll see what we've got. We appreciate your work today, and thank you so much for the extra time.
No, it's my pleasure. That's why we're here. And yeah, you summarized it very nicely. Perfect pay copies. Yeah, we're ready for them to continue on with their experiment. We're all set.
Copy all.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member.
Yeah, on 2.
Z, an awareness point in case you saw a couple of suppressed TCS cautions on the board. We did have a failure of the EXT2 MDM. EXT1 came up and is now primary, and we are working configuration primarily for ETCS. So no immediate impacts for you guys, but wanted you to be aware since there are cautions on the board.
Okay, copy all of that. I had not actually noticed that. I'll make sure everybody is aware. Copy that EXT2 is down and EXT1 has now taken over as primary, and looking forward to a follow-up when we've got more words.
That's a good read, and we'll keep you updated as we work the recovery steps.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Sim Station 2 for EMU and timeline.
Go ahead, Zena.
Yes, my one-hour timer has expired, and wondering if now is a good time to start part four, or if you'd like me to hold off for any reason.
Zena, we will take that whenever works for you, acknowledging that we are right in the middle of your midday meal currently.
Sounds a great time for me, if that works for you.
We like it. We are ready.
So, Johnny 2, checking in for a biomonitor.
We're with you on 2 for biomonitor.
Just making sure per step 1, field of view and video restrictions are in place.
Hey, Johnny, we actually are okay with you skipping step 1 today. You don't need the video.
Copy. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Mike and Droplet Hope at your convenience.
This is Mike on 2. Go ahead. I went to the convenience store, so we have plenty.
Glad you stocked up. We are having an unresponsive syringe pump. It's not responding to commands. We think a power cycle might do the trick. If you wouldn't mind going to the syringe pump, there's a power switch on the back of that pump. You can switch it OFF off for 5 seconds and then switch it back on.
Power cycle, 5 second interval. Might give you 6 potatoes just because we're extra, and we'll be back and report to you.
You got it. 6 potatoes.
And Huntsville Station, the pump has been re-powered, power cycled. I'm happy to continue on with the next steps to get you back into an operational configuration.
And Mike, we copy. Thanks for the help. We'll see where we get with this, but no further steps at the moment.
Okay, thanks. Please don't hesitate to call.
Houston Airlock 102-103, looking for a good camera view.
Zena, that is a great camera view. Thank you. Copy the happy thumbs
World's
up.
Largest thumbs up.
Send station 2, question on NAS.
Go ahead, Johnny.
A quick question on my flexible NAS activity later today. I understand the big picture is to remove the hard drives and then package up the NAS for return, and the hard drives can go in the trash. My question is, step 2 and step 3 to me are a little confusing. So I interpret step 2 to remove all 5 hard drives and their adapters. And step 3 says something about closing the bay drive doors, which would suggest that the adapters are left in place. And so I'm in the lab camcorder. I'm going to show you what I mean, because when I remove the hard drives and their associated adapters, there's no bay door 2 tape to the NAS.
And Johnny, for your awareness, with lab cam 1, we've been seeing intermittent dropouts throughout the day. We may need you to check the cables on that to make sure we don't have a loose one before we can see your view.
Okay. I will do a little jiggle. Help at all?
Checking. Johnny, unfortunately, that was no joy. Could you give us a power cycle, please? And that's specifically of the encoder.
Okay. Okay. It worked. Features power cycle, the encoder, and the camcorder.
Copy. Thanks, Johnny. We are taking a look.
Houston, airlock 2, step 113. Size of water bubble was approximately golf ball size, maybe a little larger, definitely smaller than a regulation wiffle ball.
We copy. Good report. Thanks, B.
And I'm going to execute step 115 since the water bubble did continue to grow as I was pressing the pump priming valve. Is that correct?
That's correct. Your go for 115. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
I got you.
Unfortunately, those power cycles were no joy, and Cronus is busy working the EXT MDM at the moment. So we would like to suggest floating that over in front of the Node 1 camera to steal Zena's view for a minute if you want to show it.
Okay, I will do that. Just to reiterate, what I'm going to show is the NAS minus the hard drives and their associated adapters, and you'll see that it's empty. So I guess my question is, for step 3, when it says to tape the bay doors to the NAS, does that suggest that I need to remove the hard drives from their adapters and then reinstall the adapters into the NAS?
We copy all, Johnny. Thanks for the context. We look forward to seeing the view, and then we will let you know.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for Droplet.
Hi, go ahead for Droplet.
Between exercises right now, it's very convenient if you have anything for me. If not, keep up the good work.
Houston Station, step 115.3, making sure airlock LTL temp has decreased, and I can take O2 actuator off.
And Zena, it has. We are go for 116. And Johnny, we saw the view. We think you're on the right track, and you can skip step 3.
And Mike Huntsville with you on 2. We might actually have a couple things for you. Just give me a second to get some work.
Okay, I'll happy to do so. Send Johnny 2, copy, skipping step 3. But just to make crystal clear, I am going to ship this NAS back to Houston with a completely open front, as I am holding in my left arm.
And we are getting a thumbs up on that plan from Pluto. So we understand, and we're good with it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Mike and Droplet.
Huntsville Station on 2.
All right, Mike, I have a couple of repeat steps for you just from your display setup earlier. I can give you those steps from your procedure, or I can walk you through, and you can either do them now or after SEVIS. It's up to you.
Well, no, now's a great time. I was expecting these. Why don't you walk me through it? It's a very intuitive user display. And if you have still have a good view on the camera, then we could work this out. Help.
All right, sounds good. And yeah, we do still have a good view. So that dual syringe pump display showing the pump calibration is due. We'll have you press the dual syringe pump display. All right, and then you can select that back arrow at the bottom left of the pump display. And then under the condition select, you can select independent. And that is it for now. That's all we needed. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 from Mike.
So Station on 2, how can I help?
Mike, if you're still right next to Kermit, we have a couple more troubleshooting steps. But if you are ready to get on CBIS, let me know and I'll stop.
Please don't. I am right here, and fortunately CBIS is right next to Kermit and the droplet experiment, so what you got?
Okay, so two changes for you. The mixing lever on Kermit is currently at 9 o'clock. We need it to go to 12 o'clock and then back to 9 o'clock. And then valve 3 on droplet, that one is at 12 o'clock. If you could go to 9, then 6, and then back to 12. And correction, both of those are on droplet. And this is to clear the droplet that we have now, and hopefully we can get a new one started.
Okay, good. I'm glad we have one now. And let's do that step by step, since I am not fully equipped with my tablet. So I'm looking at the one that's near the, what do you call it, the visualization chamber. It's at 9 o'clock, and I think you said go to 12 and then back to 9.
Stay firm.
That is complete.
All right, and the next one is valve 3. And currently that one is at 12. You'll go from 12 to 9 to 6, and then back to 12.
Okay, 12 to 9 to 6, and then I think I go from 12 to 9 to 6. I will go in a counterclockwise motion, and then 6 to 9 to 12 in a clockwise motion. Is that what we'd like?
That's perfect.
Okay, valve 3, it's the one with white. The off flag is now pointing at 12. I went from 12, 9 to 6, and then back.
All right, Mike, that is perfect. Thank you so much. And I do think that I am telling you the truth, and that's all we needed. And I'm so sorry that we've had to pull you away from your exercise, but we appreciate it.
No worries. This is important science, so I'm happy. And please do not hesitate to call. I am literally a meter away from the experiment. So if you call for anything, it's easy enough to help and then go back to exercise. We will make sure we get it all done today.
Copy that. Master of all. We appreciate it.
That's more like have your cake and eat it today. So looking forward to continue working with you. Thank you.
Station 2 for NAS.
Go ahead, Johnny.
If I may refer you to Stone Note Row 3, I found at least one of the hard drives to be different from the reported stone numbers, and so I thought I would just call them all down and save me some typing, if that works for you.
I need a copy.
Okay, the first one in my hand is serial number Whiskey Charlie Charlie 130106765, and the next one is Whiskey Charlie Charlie 130312268, and the next one 2 X-ray Papa Romeo. The fourth one is Whiskey Charlie Charlie 130297365. And I believe this is the fifth and final one. Whiskey Mike Charlie 130 Delta 7 X-ray Charlie X-ray Papa. I'll copy all.
Johnny, I think we've got numbers 1, 2, 4, and 5, but we dropped some of the digits on number 3. We caught 2 X-ray Papa Romeo only.
Right. Unfortunately, I don't remember which one the third one was. One I think you're missing is serial number 2 X-ray Papa Romeo. It's just 4 characters.
Okay, good verification. We copied them all then. Thank you.
Welcome. Do you need the barcodes for anything, or was that all sufficient?
That is sufficient. Thank you.
Welcome.
Houston Airlock 2 for EMU Fan RCM.
Ready to copy, Zena.
Hey, RCM is about 20.0, but sometimes flicking up to 20.1, and it seems steady now, actually at 20.1. So that is slightly higher than the range in step 128. Is that okay?
Checking. And Zena, that is an acceptable RPM. You're go to continue.
Thank you.
Solar Station calling Spacecom. North Sea IMV inspection.
Go ahead, Kimia.
No rush for you guys, but I already set up camera for North Sea camera for this activity. So if you could check the field of view, appreciate it. And whenever you actually have completed, that be completed, you know, whenever you are ready.
Happy. We'll let you know. Thanks.
Thank you for your support.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia. We are good with the view, and safing is in place. You are go to start the IMV inspection when you're ready.
Okay, thank you for your flexibility. So I'm going to start this activity from now. Thank you.
Station 2, NAS, question, still note, in row 6.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, the return location, 4.0 CTV 5097, is 100% full. Wondering if you have an alternate location for me to put this NAS in.
Copy, Johnny. It is going to take us a little while to get you an answer on that one. The stowage team is just showing up to console.
Okay. No rush. Thank you very much.
Houston Airlock 2, step 134.
Go ahead, Zena.
Okay, bad amps in this step, 4.0, but I did see it split up to 4.1 briefly. Want to make sure that's okay.
We'll take the note, but you are go to continue.
Okay, continuing, and basically any time I've amps, they've been right at the high end of the range given in the procedure, just for your awareness.
We copy. Thanks for the SA.
Houston Airlock 2, step 140.
Go ahead, Z.
Hey, first of all, assuming since there's no helmet installed, that just inspecting the T11 port and surrounding areas is what we're looking for there. And then secondly, in the test port Bravo area, I did not do a completely pristine job of removing all of the water after our golf ball came out at the expected step earlier in the procedure. So I feel confident that there's no new water in the area. There was a little bit of moisture, which you probably just saw me dabbing up with a lint-free wipe. But let me know if there are any other checks I can do or if I should rerun any steps now that I have definitely tidied up all of the water.
We are checking. Like Houston, back with you. And we liked your report on test port Bravo, so no additional steps needed there. And then regarding the lack of a helmet, that is a good observation. So in 142, when you remove the scoff, we would just like you to look for any water around the neck ring.
Copy and can do. Thank you. Houston Airlock 2 for step 144 and camera views.
Go ahead.
I want to make sure we are with a good signal for the next 30-minute timer, and you've got a good camera view, and I'm going to proceed.
And Z, we like the view. We do have one procedure delta for you. After step 147, we would like you to close the DCM purge valve.
Okay. I'll do step 147, then close DCM purge valve, then start my 30-minute timer.
Beautiful.
Station on Spacecom 2 for IMV cleaning.
Go ahead, Kimia.
I'm on step 5.5. I have actually a quick question on year 10. This valve plate seal, I released this like a clamp and actually looking for the, looking into the hard IMV valve, but I cannot see this seal inside. Maybe it's so far in. Even if I'm using like an inspection mirror, I was not able to see that. But so far, I'm just checking the dust. Dust are very fine, and maybe 80% of the surface of this tube are covered by this fine grain dust. Pretty similar to the situation which I did the other day on step 4.
Happy checking.
Thank you. And I didn't find this valve plate seal. So maybe I'm looking into maybe different location, or I'm just looking at right location but too narrow and cannot see. So that's actually my question. Am I doing wrong or right?
Kimia, we are just talking about that a little bit. We're looking at figure 9, and we think that if you are looking from right to left in figure 9, inside of that main block of the valve, you should be able to see that valve plate seal.
Oh, so maybe figure 9, that cover is in about this purple arrow, after port IMV valve. Is that what you're saying?
And that's affirmed, Kimia. It's inside of the valve.
Okay, understand. Sorry about that. I was looking at a different location, so I'm going to check it and report back to you. Thank you.
Happy, thank you.
Houston, airlock 2, DCM purge valve is closed. Start of 30-minute timer at 13:47.
We copy. Thanks, Zena.
Houston, airlock 2, 5 minutes into our timer, no signs of water leaking.
Copy, Z. That's a good report. And we have a request from EVA to zoom the camera out sufficiently to be able to see the helmet vent pad, which is an area of concern for water generation. And that view looks good, Z. Thank you.
No problem.
Station on, Houston station on Space Ground 2 for IMB inspection.
Go ahead, Kimia.
It was very hard to see only removing the A2-13, so I have decided to remove A2-14. But there is like three fasteners actually covered by white tape. I'm just double-checking it's okay for me to remove these white seal and remove these panels, this panel.
We are okay with that plan, Kimia.
Okay, thank you very much. And I just let you know that one of the screw was a fastener captive, but I was able to capture. So I'm going to just use this capstone tape and secure it later when I install this panel. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So station on Space Ground 2 for IMBD inspection.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Yes, I was able to see the plate, and the situation is the same, actually. No significant, like a puppy or very bad FODs inside. Just, I see only very, very fine dust. Covered maybe 80% of like a duct and also the ceiling. So I didn't see any like a big problem on this location as well.
We copy all, Kimia. That's a good report. We'll take photos of the area, and then we're good for you to close out.
Yes, I took a lot of pictures, but it's very, very tiny place, and also the gap is very narrow. So I hope this is good enough, but it was very hard. I'll try maybe several in order to get a little bit more better picture, but if I cannot, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just tried my best.
We appreciate you giving it your best effort, Kimia, and we're happy with what you send us.
Thank you for your understanding.
Station 2 for EVA stowage.
Go ahead, Xenon 2.
I'm wondering if you've got a spot for those EDAR caps for me, and I will be ready when you are to copy whatever plan we want for diving for FPS caps.
Hey, Zena, thanks for your patience. I had to copy the location. It's those EDAR caps should go into half CTB, labeled EMU repair. Its serial number is 51507 is the serial number, and that CTB is located at node 1 overhead 4, Charlie 2, Delta 2.
Okay, node 1 overhead 4. And we know the CTV, 5107, we'll put them there. Thank you so much.
And Zena, when you go to that CTB, it's possible that that might be where the fan pump separator cover ended up?
That is possible, Mark. I did not do the trash that day. My strong suspicion is that since it was just a plastic cover, it wound up in the trash without instruction or stow notes for saving it. So happy to do some JSB diving, but that's my strong suspicion. We'll take a look in the HAPCB though.
Happy, thanks.
This is Station
Mission 2, following up on a location of that NES. 1.0 CTB 5052, labeled 3633, Romeo 037.
Copy, thanks. And 5057 for the serial number. 5052 for the serial number, sorry.
Station 2 for CAP.
Go ahead, Zena.
Any chance that the cap we're looking for is a metal cap and not just a little friction-fit plastic cap? I don't actually remember, but I do remember this metal cap that was removed. It was held in place with four screws.
We are talking about it. We see it in the view, Zena. We're looking. Zena, we are rejoicing quite enthusiastically because we were going to have to send you dumpster diving if that you didn't find that cap, and you found it. Well done.
You can thank Mike.
Way to go, Mike. Yay, team.
Too, I'm thankful for Zena.
Okay, next question. Where would you like this?
Checking.
I would suggest maybe the EMU 3005 removed hardware half CTV in the airlock.
We love that plan.
Two. Sounds great. Station 2 for...
Go ahead, Zena.
Okay, so the cover that Mike found, I'm looking a little closer, and it looks like maybe this was removed from a different FPS on a different day of a different year. So now we have two. This did trigger my memory, though, and I found the Ziploc bag still in the airlock where I had the one that we removed last week. Do you have a preference? They look both unsoiled and identical.
You're talking about it? Great question. Hey, Zena, we would prefer that you use the newer, cleaner one, the one that most recently got removed.
Happy Wilco, and I think we may only have one set of the fasteners, if that's okay. These are probably the 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock, similar length fasteners. May I use the one set of fasteners?
And assuming that the fasteners are captive, we'd want to use the cap with the captive fasteners to bring back. So we're going to have to use the fasteners as part of the return process.
Not Swiss. They are not captive.
Okay, we understand. Same guidance on which cap to use. We're going to have to use the fasteners tomorrow, and we're keeping track of the fact that we have one spare cap with no fasteners.
Copy, sounds great.
And we're working on a stowage location for that. And Zena, the spare... Go ahead, Zena.
The spare one that Mike found was in 5107. Should we put that one back there and I'll grab the fasteners from it and then put that in the newer cap in the half CTV for 3005 removed parts in there?
Okay, stand by for just a moment.
What's up?
Airlock Houston on 2 for Zena. We would like you to use the most, I think you did basically exactly what you told to me, but just to restate it, use the most recently used cap and the available fasteners you found, and you are correct, the half CTB EMU repair serial number 5107 is where we would like you to place the spare cap that we're tracking does not have any fasteners. It's possible that you may come across fasteners from the original, from the most recently used cap. We'll go ahead and then transfer those to the repair bag as well.
Okay, copy all, and we'll do. Thanks, Mike. Mark.
Houston Station 2, looking for a go. Step 2.1 of the No 343 procedure.
Checking. Go in step 2.1.
Houston Station 2 with a question about a WHC hose.
Go ahead, Johnny on 2.
So my activity has been node 343 and cleaning up the area, and then I kind of noticed these two old WHC hoses. I've asked two out of three crew members, and they and myself remember that we were told we could throw these away. I'm just going to triple check with you all. These were the old WHC hoses. One was new, but it broke during the installation. Old. So if you could just give us a warm and fuzzy, and then I will go ahead and throw it away now, so that way we don't have this question come up in the future.
Very helpful. We were just getting a request to do exactly what you're doing, and I'll let you know when we got a good enough view. Okay, we can look at the next one.
The next one is the exact same thing. It's just not, it's in an opaque bag. I can open up if you want to see it, but it literally is the same thing.
Hey, Johnny, we're going to take a couple of minutes to make absolutely certain that we're go for this, but we're leaning in the direction of throwing it away, but we just want to make sure, and we really appreciate your double-checking as well.
Great. Thanks for backing this up. I'm pretty sure that we were told to throw us away, and that's our bad for not doing it immediately and then having the question come up later. But if you do tell us to throw it away, I'll be sure to do it immediately.
Much appreciated. All good. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. Give me a thumbs up on a video when you so I can confirm you got this message. But you are go to trash this. And again, give me a call or give me a thumbs up. Can't see anywhere right now.
Okay, go to trash. Thanks, Mark.
Our pleasure.
So, Station 2 for ultrasound checkout.
With you on 2, Zena. Moon following along, seeing that you're working right on time and excellent. We're checking on that connectivity now. And Zena, good news, we have great connectivity. You're good to press.
Closing the lid, but not all the way.
Copy that. Excellent configuration.
Houston Station on 2 for Zena, when you have the chance.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zena, concerning part 5 of the fan pump separator return to service procedure you worked on, would you hit save data in the procedure? We noticed that we didn't include a step to save the data, and we aren't seeing that data on the ground.
Okie dokie. Copy. I did hit save on that, and I don't have it open, but let me continue the procedure and should still have my data. Hang on.
Copy.
Okay, Mark, I've got that procedure open, and you probably aren't seeing any data because in this procedure, I did not record any. In step 157 is the only place where I see for recording data, and basically, I did all of those visual leak inspections. So those are all checked, but no additional data to send out for you.
That explains everything. Thank you very much, Zena.
No problem, and double-check me, but everywhere that I did record data, you should be seeing it on the ground, so let me know if you're missing anything else.
Will do. So far, no concerns.
This is Station 2, Node 343 Moisture Filter R&R, Step 5.8. Moisture filter install complete. You're go for IV fan reactivation and ready for Node 3 smoke detectors enabling and PMM smoke detector activation.
You followed that script exactly. Thanks for the words, Johnny.
You're welcome. That was a mouthful.
I could tell. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and the UID. There is Alexei, looks like, just showed up in Node 1 with it, and if you want to pick it up, he might be able to transfer it to you. And Mike, we think he put it back inside the rack at Deck 4 in Node 1. Copy the thumbs up.
Oh, man, you are very observant. I'll start the UID task in just a few seconds. I'm just finishing up from the drop of payload. We'll get to it.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member for a, but it's a team effort. And let me make that more clear. With Johnny moving out of the his crew quarters and moving into CASA, we're hoping to find which crew member would like to volunteer to have the caution and warning tones in their crew quarters. Let us know.
Mark, I thought we left a crew note this morning, but sometimes the iPads are a little finicky, but maybe that's the answer to your question all along. It's me. It's finicky.
Wow, that was really well done. I'm still laughing. Well done.
Yeah, it just made sense since we're going to switch lead roles and stuff around that we do it now just once, and so I'm happy to be woken up at any time for the alarm. So thanks for asking, and it'll be, and I'm on the starboard crew quarters, port crew quarters.
All right, we got you. Thanks again, Mike.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and Stellar SA.
Yes, Johnny on 2. Hello. How can I help you?
Hi there, Johnny. Nice to talk to you. Just giving you a quick heads up before we go into the series LOSs coming up here, that our LSE decon run is running a little bit long today, so we're going to be running it right up until the start of your activity. We'd like you to hold off on doing any kind of early preparation or go inside the work volume. We're going to have the UV lights running for decon, and we don't want you entering that work volume while it's still in work.
Absolutely. I will not do anything inside the work volume. There you go. Thanks for
the heads up. Config, you're very welcome. And just to kind of smooth things over, when we do come back, KU, you'll be on Space to Ground 3 for your ops today with Shankini.
Shankini, thanks.
Station Houston on 2. No response required. Just wanted to give you a heads up that in the crew constraints band, there is a PWD, XPWD unavailable period that starts at 1735. So, and just again to give you a heads up that we'll have the PWD unavailable starting at 1735, and it will continue to be that way for about an hour and 45 minutes.
Sensation on 2 for yet another change up.
Go ahead on 2.
Mark, wanted to synchronize with you real quick, and they're both about steps number 3. So I made it as far as step number 3 on the UID. I'll get back to it and do continue the calibration. But in the meantime, to keep everything on the timeline, I'm ready for the end of that changeout, and I'm looking for a go on step number 3.
You have the go on step number 3.
Mark, I will be using serial number YEDEVEU1487 as the new one, and the one that's installed is 1473.
Copy, and good numbers. Thanks, Mike.
Houston on 2 with a quick go back.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, the whole crew is ready for the loss of PWD, so thanks for the heads up on that.
Oh, thanks.
So on Johnny 2, no rush, but do you think we'll be starting on time, or will you still need some more time?
And Johnny, it's going to actually be just a few more minutes here. We're just getting decon wrapped up. I'll give you a call as soon as we're ready for you.
Okay, copy. No rush. I'll be hanging out, doing some email. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and Seller.
Johnny on 2.
Decon run just completed. We're ready for you to begin. And Shankini's on 3 when you're ready.
Chance, heading on over.
Sensation on 2 for yet another changeup.
Go ahead, Mike, on 2.
For step 3.10, I'm informing you that the urine transfer compressor hose is connected to Podacha Davlenia on Yedeve, and that is the double green tape transfer or hose.
Copy, and good hose. Thanks, Mike.
Houston Station, Space to Ground 2 for ultrasonic inspection device.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm just catching back up. I'm on step 3.3, and my question for the team is the USB drive supposed to be in there already, or we're going to select the USB disk on 3.3.2, but we haven't attached the drive, but maybe it's just the procedure is right, and I'm just overthinking things.
So, Mike, do you have a disk attached right now?
I'm sorry, Mark.
Are you saying there's no USB disk attached right now?
We did not attach it. Is there one supposed to be inside somewhere? We did. I mean, there's no. There was no step earlier to find the USB drive that's in the 1.0 TTB attacher, right?
Mike, that was a great question. Completely makes sense, and we should have had a step in the procedure to have you attach that USB disk. So, if you wouldn't mind doing that. Before you get to step 3.3.2, we'd appreciate it.
Sorry, I missed that if I did. In the meantime, no worries. We'll find the USB drive and put it in. And, Houston Station on 2. With gratitude, we found the USB drive and inserted it, and now we're back in business. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Houston Station 2 for UID, step 3.3.4.
Copy. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, so I found and inserted the UID USB, and it's serial number, the last three are 83 Juliet, and it has a lot of really neat files on it, but it does not have any of the configuration files. So when I filter by the UTCFG, nothing is showing up. There's a lot of other things on there, a lot of UT data, but not a config file.
Okay, so my understanding is you've got the barcode 00279271 Juliet, which is the USB disk we were expecting, USB drive we were expecting, but in 3.3.4 you did not find the file that you're expecting to find there.
Yes, could you, the barcode I gave you ended in 83 Juliet, the rest of it is 00170083 Juliet. And I'm reading it upside down, so that's 99% accuracy.
Yeah, Mike, I completely read the wrong line in the stow note. You read me back the correct one. The number you read was what we expected.
Okay. Well, that one's inserted, and it has a lot of data on it, but no config file. Over.
Okay, we're talking about it. Mike, back with you on two. I'm assuming I still have you. We think it's possible that the file you're looking for in 3.3.4 has already been transferred to the UID, so we'd like you to look for it on the UID directly.
Okay, I know how to do that. If I have questions, I'll let you know, but that's a great idea. I hadn't thought of that.
We're standby.
Sensation on two. You guys are brilliant. It's already on the hard drive, and so that looks like I can move to step 3.4.
We agree. Thanks, Mike.
I didn't need the USB drive after all. That's okay. I know where it is now.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Ultrasound.
And Houston, Space to Ground 2 for UID, step 3.5.6.
We're with you, Mike.
Scan value is 79.87, and I think I'm supposed to tell you that's a good calibration scan.
I'm hearing that's a great calibration scan. Go to press.
Copy. Moving on.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead, Oleg.
Hello, I'm ready to perform procedure 2.735 PUEDWM. We've detonated water from PWD, and I have EDWU serial number 1501504. EDW is empty, and I have completed step number 2 and 3.1.
Copy. The offload time in step 3.2. is 27 minutes.
The estimated upload time is 27 minutes, and I am going to step 3.2.
Yes, we agree with continuing. You have the go in step 3.3.
3.3.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Ultrasound.
Space to Ground 2.
Hey, Xena, we have a few steps we want you to perform if you are amenable to help us with our ultrasound checkout we're doing today.
Absolutely.
All right. First things first, I'll give you a second to confirm you're ready to copy. I've got a few to run through. Should take us about 15 minutes total. Kind of big picture, we're going to be installing the ultrasound cardiac probe in order to get higher resolution imaging during our checkout today.
Ready to copy.
Awesome. Okay, first step is going to be grabbing that cardiac probe kit. You can find that at Columbus 4 Foxtrot 1. Once you have the kit, you're go to remove the cardiac probe cable and then also the cable connector from the cable itself. You can temp stow the connector cover. Essentially, just plug our ultrasound probe into the HRF laptop, flipping up the probe cable scan head cover to keep it in place.
Okay, copy. I'll grab the cardiac probe. That's at board 4, Foxtrot 1. I'll remove the cable and connector, temp stow the connector, plug in the cable, and clip it.
Okay, firm. And just a quick go back on my part. It's not going to be the HRF laptop. It's going to be the ultrasound.
Copy. Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. And then once you get that, give us a call back. I've got two more quick steps to get everything configured. Well, let's do those first gatherings right now.
Okay, taking care of that right now. And Spill Station with you on two. Cardiac probe is plugged in.
Copy that. Excellent. Last thing we need to do, simply open up the ultrasound 3 lid. You're going to press green 5 on the keyboard and then the plus symbol next to call on the ultrasound 3 screen. And essentially, you're going to hold this button down and keep pressing it until color is displayed.
Okay, I've got green 5 pressed, and I am looking for the correct plus sign. Stand by. Okay, you may need to help me out with a location for that plus sign next to color. I see a plus next to CF. It currently reads negative 4 decibels. There's a plus sign next to zoom. There are a couple other plus signs. Which one would you like?
Let me interrupt you here real quick, Zena. Yeah, the one next to CF is the one we'd like, and you can just press that until it displays color on the screen.
That'd be perfect. Okay, that's complete.
All right, awesome. Now just partially close the lid, not all the way down like last time, and then that's all we need for you.
Amazing. That's complete. No problem.
And last click, go back.
Suspicion on space ground 2 for RFID operation.
Go ahead, Kimia.
I tried to work on the procedure, which number is IFM 11.1.408, RFID operations with PCR RFID scanner. I corrected this barcode reader and also iPad by using Lightning to USB-C cable for procedure, but it didn't work. So either my iPad, Johnny-san's iPad, and I swapped barcode readers and also cables as well, but didn't work. So do you have any recommendations? It might be we have updated iOS of iPad. That might be affecting it.
Kimmy, could you say again what that procedure was that you were using?
Yes, IFM 11.1.408.
Okay, we're checking.
He just connected this barcode reader and iPad. Procedure itself is pretty simple. And step 2.2 and waited for figure 4. Green icon shows on the right top corner. It didn't show up. Just like continue showing figure 3.
Yeah, okay, I'm caught up with you. I see the figures, and again, we're talking about it.
Thank you very much. Yep. Yeah, keep seeing, figure 3, not figure 5. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia and RFID.
Ground 2.
So we think you're trying to use the RFID reader with the iPad. We've had issues with that in the past. What we'd recommend is that you use the iPod with the RFID itself.
Yeah, I understand. That actually makes sense, so I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Houston Station, Space Ground 2 for UID.
Go ahead, Mike on 2.
Yeah, I wanted to say that was completely successful once we figured out the USB drive thing. I'm in the process of downloading. I think we got the good calibration files, and it was a pleasure working on a new piece of equipment, so thank you very much. And appreciate it, and sorry we're a little bit behind, but I'm going to, on the next call when I call down to Huntsville, we're going to share some good news.
Great to hear, Mike, and thanks much for knowing how to find the file on the UID.
It's a pleasure, sir, and thanks to the team.
Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead, Oleg.
Water transfer has completed, and I'm ready to go to the step number 6.
You are a go.
Okay. Huntsville International Space Station on Space to Ground 2 for Genes in Space.
You know, Mike, we had a feeling that was the good news you were talking about. You got for us.
Well, I'm taking all the credit, but it's really all my friend Kimia Yui-san. He saw that I was a little bit behind with UID, so he got out the barcode scanner and used RFID and found the missing 1/2 CTP, 5175. We have it in hand right here. Afterwards, I'm going to go put it back where it's supposed to go. But we have that in hand, and that means we can continue on with the genes in space science. And thanks to your stowage team and the ISOs probably in Houston that came up with that barcode idea. And Yui-san felt that it was fun and quite effective. So thank you very, very much. And I can sleep better tonight knowing that 5175 has been rescued. And thanks again to my friend and crewmate, Kimia Yuli.
Mike, I think we're all going to sleep sound asleep knowing that 5175 has been rescued. And a big thank you from all of us here in Huntsville to Kimia as well. Would you mind letting us know, though, where Kimia ended up finding the missing CTP? We're just trying to close the loop on our end.
Yep, Kimia-san has that information. I'll hand over the microphone. But this guy, I think there's a chocolate pudding cake in his future.
We will see what we can do.
Yes. RFID and Beauty, both Beauty, well, in this time, actually. So I found that CTV at *2_α2. But, yeah, huge success. Thank you very much for your support.
Our pleasure.
Copy, *2_α2. And can you confirm, was that in the JLP or the JPM?
The JLP.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We're so glad to hear the RFID search worked so well. It was a fun time. Thank you both.
You wanted me to ride, actually. It was fun.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Go ahead, Oleg.
I have completed Step 6 and Step 7, Decimal 1, and System Bypass Valve back to Rehydration Station, and transfer hose is disconnected from OUD.
Copy, thanks.
Thank you for water.
Houston Station on 2 for Pluto and file transfer.
Go ahead, Mike on 2.
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing the file downlink, and on the iDrive, there's not enough memory to put over the files from the calibration scans. I could put it to my local hard drive and tell you the pathway. Or we can get some space on the iDrive.
Talking about it. Mike, we're going to do some searching, and we will call you back when we have a good location for you to store that file.
Fantastic. I got plenty of other things to do. Just let me know.
Will do.
Huntsville Station 2 for ultrasound.
If you're calling for your go, Zena, you have it.
Happy go.
Station on 2 for a follow-up with UID files.
Go ahead, Mike on 2.
Mark, just appreciate in advance you helping clarify this. Between step 7.4 and step 7.5 is a total, it says there's a note and says there's at least a total of 14 saved files from, you know, two from the calibration patch scans, which we just did, and I know where those are, and then two from each section on the PARAC inspection. And I'm trying to get a little bit more insight to what those other files might be. I think the intent might be to get from Sergei's results from a few days ago.
So to make sure I understand the question, Mike, you're trying to understand what these files are about. This is not a question about making the lack of 14 or more files.
No, I don't even. The USB drive has about 90,000,000.1 files on it. There's a lot. So, and the dates and times are not correct, right? So it still thinks it's 2023, but I'm pretty sure we're not. So there's more files on there that I'm supposed to download today. Which ones do you want?
Copy the question. Oso just stepped out of the room briefly. We'll get an answer when they get back and call you back.
No worries. And the good news is that there's a lot on there, so I'm sure we got the right ones that Oso's looking for. The intent is to get the files that Sergei recorded from a day or two ago, and that's with a question mark at the end.
Copy, and that's just trying to understand the intent, and we will get that to you. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and UID.
Go ahead, Mark.
Mike, our intent is to get the files, the two files that you created today when you did your runs with the UID.
And those files are easy. That note and the rest of the procedure wanted some other files, and you're telling me just to read back that I don't need to worry about them?
That's correct, just the two. Even though that conflicts with what you read in that note.
No worries. I just was looking for clarification, and you provided it, so thanks to you. Thanks to Oso. And part of the reason why I asked that question, Mark, if there was a lot more files, then we would need to clear off a lot more room off the iDrive. but this time we only need to have enough room for two more files, so that's good.
Hey, Mike, does that mean we should not be looking for a place? Pluto does not need to look for a place to put a whole lot of files, that you are confident you can get the files where expected on the iDrive?
Okay, Mark, I am so sorry. Let's try this again. The two files that we have, barely, they do not fit, but you need to make a little bit of room for them. If we had to add at least 14 more files, then you'd have to make a lot of room. So in this case, you still need to make a little room, but not a lot.
Okay, copy. Still hunting for space.
It's the space program, brother.
I'd be surprised how many people asked me if my job was involved office space when I was a space officer in the Army.
That's funny. I bet you were a great space officer in the Army, and I remember those days, my friend.
Thanks for the kind words.
Houston on 2, real quick, before our daily planning conference, did we resume water operations? We may have missed the call. Thank you. That's all we needed to know. Thank you very much. And Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mark, just wanted to let you know that the two files from the UID exercise today are available on SSC number 9 in the location as discussed.
Thanks, Mike. We'll hunt them down.